Those Thanksgiving scraps have to go somewhere. That can make for a rather busy holiday for plumbers like Bernie DeGabriel.
Can I sing the rap for you?
DeGabriel is working today, but is in good spirits. So much so, he wanted to sing me his plumber anthem. I could not resist.
You ready?
Yeah.
We install sinks, bathtubs too, hot water tanks, just for you. So let my plumber be your plumber. We'll do it in the winter, fall, spring, and summer.
DeGabriel says the Wednesday through Friday of Thanksgiving can be...
Yeah, unbelievable.
He's received some 20 calls so far. Many come from panicked families with drain malfunctions.
Yeah, I'm on a job. I'm unclogging a sink. They put turkey bones and stuffing down there. We got to unstop this sucker.
He says a lot of people overload their drains with greases and other food. And many then forget to run water right before and after running the garbage disposal.
You know, I don't want to offend anybody by telling them you really don't know how to use it. I just say, listen, this is the proper way of using it, you know?
But it's not just plumbers working the holiday. Jim Kelly is a Coatesville supervisor for Pennsylvania American Water Company.
I mean, there's always someone manning that water plant and always someone manning that sewer plant to take care of everybody.
He says when all that excess food and waste goes down the drain and makes it to their plant, it means more work to ensure the water is clean when it gets discharged into those streams. It's for that reason that some in the industry have renamed Black Friday, Brown Friday. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.